You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
This is Tracy, your host today for Work at Home Mom Talk. This is a special podcast series interviewing real Canadian moms who figured out how to earn an income while staying at home. Each mom has their own unique story to tell, and today we're interviewing Olga Ingram from Scarborough, Ontario. Olga is the mom of two boys, age 4 and 7, Jacob and Caleb. She does bookkeeping and counting for a small-sized electronic repair company. Welcome, Olga.
Thank you.
Tell us, how did you come to be a work-at-home mom?
It kind of happened by accident. After my second child, the company I was working for closed their offices in Toronto, so I didn't have a full-time job to go back to after mat leave. So I reconnected with a company I had worked with a number of years back to just help them out with some accounting. They didn't have an accounting person in-house, and he was just scrambling to, you know, get his books in order and clean stuff up. While still on mat leave, I kind of put in a couple of hours with him to help him out and give me some extra little cash on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mat leave was over, we continued with what we had agreed upon, which mm-hmm. was me coming in a couple of days a week into their office to help them set up their accounting and do their day-to-day stuff.
So then that turned into you doing the work from home instead of going in?
What happened was they were in Markham, which was convenient for me because I could drop off my youngest with my mother. It actually coincided that she was off on the days that I could go into work.
Mm-hmm.
The company then chose to move out to Brampton, which at that point, my drive out that far would take a considerable length of time. So that's when we considered what would work for both of us. He mm-hmm. wanted to keep me on, and I wanted to continue to work, but mm-hmm. thought the commute was taking up much too much time.
Yeah.
And that's when we made arrangements for me to work from home.
Oh, so it worked out well for you.
It did, yes.
Okay, so tell us about your children. You said you were on mat leave. Was that with your second child?
Yes. Or?
Okay, so how old is everybody now?
My oldest, Jacob, will be 7 shortly, in a couple of weeks, and my youngest, Caleb, just turned 4.
Your oldest would be in school in grade 2 now? And
grade 1.
Grade 1.
Yes, and my youngest will be starting junior kindergarten in September.
So what's your setup? Do you have a home office? Do you work at the kitchen table? Or how do you make it happen at home?
I've set it up. Our basement is finished, so there's an area that I have my desk mm-hmm. and my computer set up there. You know, have the regular pens, pencils, my calculator, my internet connection, which I can't live without, mm-hmm. or can't do my job without. And it's not an office in itself, but it's within our family room down in our basement.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. So you can, if the children are home, you're kind of with them, but you're a little bit separated.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. And what type of work do you do? Tell us about your job.
I do the accounting for the company, and what that entails is I do their monthly reports. I do their bank reconciliations. I do payroll for the company. I don't do invoicing, but I do some collections.
Mm-hmm.
I also do their payables and write checks.
Okay. What do your hours look like, and do you need any special child care, or do you work around the kids' schedules, or how does that work out for you?
I tend to work from about 9 to 3, and mm-hmm. that gives me the opportunity to drop off my oldest at school and to pick him up from school.
Great.
And I've worked it out with my mother, who happens to be home certain days of the week, that some cases she comes to my house and takes my youngest to some programs, and on other days he goes to her house and hangs out with my mom.
Cool. Very good. That worked out well for you. Do you have any problem balancing work and family? Do you think it's a myth, or do you think that you really can balance your work with your family life when you work from home?
I think some days it can get very difficult. If there's deadlines that need to be met, you sometimes have to get assistance from within the family. And what I mean is around the time that I need to do the T4s at the end of the year, mm-hmm. it can get a little crazy in terms of that I've got a deadline that I need to meet, and I've got to make sure I have enough hours in the day to do that, plus all the regular stuff that need to be done on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, it'll be where I would like to be spending more time with the kids is when I try to find alternatives for them. So I'll do what I can during the day that I've regularly scheduled when they're not home with me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll wait till they're asleep.
Yes.
To do some more work.
Yeah.
So as long as I'm flexible that way, weekends tend to be, you know, I try not to do any work at all on the weekends mm-hmm. and spend the time, you know, completely with my family. But I must admit, you know, work does creep into my head during the week mm-hmm. on weekends and go, oh, you really need to do this. But I try to stop myself and say, well, you know, that's what Monday's for.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a little hard seeing the computer there
yeah.
and knowing I have stuff I need to do and stopping myself to spend the time with my kids.
Yeah. Now, do you take time away from your family for yourself? And if so, what do you do? Like, do you have any specific interests or activities that kind of help you balance?
I try to get together with girlfriends at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I've recently started taking an exercise class, a yoga class in the morning.
Oh, good.
And I find that it can then re-energize me to do more stuff in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I try to squeeze in what I can. Some days are harder than others.
Yeah.
But I think that would be the same for anyone who's even working outside of the home.
True.
So it's just, you know, remembering that I'm important as well and just making time for myself.
Yeah, good. Do you ever regret working from home? Are you really happy with your work from home decision?
I'm happy with it. Sometimes I wonder whether I wouldn't be further along in my career, but I try to keep up to date. I'm still part of a payroll association, so I get updates on what's happening out there. Mm-hmm. And I think because I try to keep myself connected with the industry, I don't think working from home is a huge detriment to my success.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually allowed me to branch out and considering starting my own business.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That can be a big problem, is staying up to date and staying connected with the industry. And you're doing that, and that's really good. Do you have any pointers for anybody else working from home, like on how to stay connected? Or is it all through emails, checking out websites?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. I make sure my membership with the Payroll Association is up to date each year,
uh-huh.
and they send me notices of any new things that I need to know
yeah.
in regards to payroll and, you know, let me know about conferences, seminars, that sort of thing. I also try, if I can, to take a course through the local community college, though that's harder to kind of schedule in, but when I can, I try to do that.
Good.
Yeah, it's important that if there's an association that you can be part of to stay connected with, to at least keep you up to date on the new and exciting things that can happen.
That's great advice, Olga. That's really good advice. So I assume that you don't regret your decision to be a work-at-home mom.
No.
And you're happy as a work-at-home mom.
I am.
That's wonderful. Olga, do you have any advice for other potential work-at-home moms or mothers who are working at home now?
The advice that I would give is to make sure that you have a network of other adults that you can talk to. I think it's important that we not lose sight of who we are as adults mm-hmm. while watching our kids mm-hmm. and working. I think sometimes you can feel isolated if your only connection working from home is through the computer and the internet, that you need to make time to, if possible, to have some face-to-face connection
yes.
with the company. And I try to do that once a month where I'll go into the office.
Mm-hmm.
So they remember who I am and yeah. where I am and what I'm doing and to have that adult conversation.
Yeah, make that
harder
social
to
connection,
do.
Yes. That face-to-face social mm-hmm. connection. Good advice, Olga. Well, thank you very much. For our listeners, for more information and to listen to other Work From Home podcasts, please go to the Being a Mom section at CanadianParents.com and click on the Work From Home link.